Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Paula Benny. Hello, Paula.
Hi.
Paula's here because she's the founder and co-chair of Redemption Inside of the Walls, and it's that time of year again. So tell us a little bit first about what the history is behind Redemption Inside the Walls, and then what time and what place and location.
So 5 years ago, it's been 5 years now. This has been awesome. It's our 5-year anniversary. But 5 years ago, we had a couple at our church that was very active and had been married 12 years. And then lo and behold, they found out they were pregnant. And during that pregnancy, they found out this child was going to be a special needs child. And she was ultimately born at the Mayo Clinic up in Minnesota. They spent almost a year up there. This child is going to require many surgeries, and as a church, our church, we want to support this family. And how do you do that? What is it that we can do to raise funds for this child? I'm the owner of CNS Employment Solutions, and I've been involved in a lot of fundraisers, and I moved to Jefferson City in 71. I love this community, and I've been involved in all these fundraisers, but I wanted something different for our community. I had prayed for a couple of months on what it was that we could do to raise funds for this family and bring something different to our community. And my husband and I ride motorcycles, and that's my quiet time on the back of the motorcycle. And as we're riding, all of a sudden God laid it on my heart and said, let's have a revival inside the Missouri State Penitentiary. And it just hit me, and I went, oh my word, that's it. Through the microphones on the motorcycle, my husband's trying to keep it between the lines. He's like, you got what? And I said, we're supposed to have a revival inside the walls as a fundraiser. And I'm like, that's it. That's wonderful. It's different. And then Satan slipped in and said, oh, that's too big. You can't do that, you know? And I'm like, oh, I can't do that. And then just that voice from God says, talk to Kirk DeMars. And I'm like, that's it. I'll ask, wait a minute. I know Kirk DeMars, but I don't know Kirk DeMars. And you want me to go talk to Kirk DeMars? So I'm like, okay, God, I'll go talk to this guy and tell him we're supposed to have a revival and concert. And he's going to tell me I'm crazy. We're going to go back to the barbecue idea, right? But that's not what happened. I met him. We were ambassadors. So I, you know, saw him at an ambassador function. And I said, Kirk, I need to talk to you. And he's like, uh-oh, there's something wrong. I did something wrong on the magazine. And I'm like, no, hear me out. Mm-hmm. And I told him the idea, and he literally shook. His body shook. And he listened to what I was talking about. And he's like, well, let me think about it and talk to my wife. And that was like on a Thursday or Friday. And they were both back in my office on Monday saying, how do we make this happen? Mm. And that was awesome. That was 5 years ago. And here we are, you know, 5 years later, and helping this child, Leah. And she has had several surgeries, and her big one is coming up in a couple of years. She's got a cleft palate. She's, you know, had a lot of facial reconstructions and has an eye reconstruction that needs to be done. But we also have a benefactor. Another benefactor that from the concert we raised funds for. We've done the Healing House, we've done Council for Drug for Youth, and this year our benefactor is Big Brothers Big Sisters. Mm-hmm. But going back to 5 years ago, that was supposed to be at the inside the walls. That was 2019 when the tornado came through and destroyed the penitentiary. So we had to hurry up and move it to Plan B, which was the Jefferson City JC's Fairgrounds. Which was actually a good thing for us because the crowd would not have fit inside the walls. Mm. But we kept the name, and we've just continued to have it out at the fairgrounds. But during that 2019, everybody remembers the tornado came through. And we saw our great community come together and help each other during that tornado. Uh-huh. And my husband was contracted. He came with his wagons and loaded up all those trees on Capitol Avenue, those beautiful trees, and they're in my yard. They're in my farm. And I'm like, that's so sad. You know, it's just always sad. But that's what we came up with. In that year, we made cookies out of those trees and we gave them back. That's where the Good Samaritan Awards came from. Mm-hmm. was we needed to recognize those individuals during that time. And so the Good Samaritan Awards were born, which is you guys have been awesome and fantastic, the News Tribune, in soliciting those nominations.
Right.
And seeing people that you may know or may not know.
Right.
And what they do. And it's great for those individuals that are recognized. But if you talk to other folks, it's good for them that nominate them. They want to say thank you.
Yeah.
And so it's been awesome to see all that come together, and we thank you for that sponsorship and for what you guys do.
Well, it was a great idea on your part. I mean, as I recall we were looking for heroes of the storm because there were so many faces, and you couldn't recognize all of them. But we both agreed that you couldn't just ignore it, right? That we needed to lift those people up, use them as an example. And I remember the next year, at that point, the storm wasn't really the theme. At that point, it was transitioned to the idea of a Good Samaritan. And you're right, this is a great community that there are so many people, some you will recognize their faces, some that you won't, but they have a very large impact on this community. So, yes. we've been thrilled with that opportunity as well.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's been awesome. But you know, even the year after that was COVID.
Yeah.
You know, 20 and 21. So it didn't stop.
No.
You know,
no.
We still had heroes that persevered, and I just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to this year's. We got another version of this coming out. The fifth year, as you say. The concert will be September 23rd at the fairgrounds. Gates open at 5:00. The show starts at 7:30. So let's talk a little bit about the show. Who's coming?
Natalie Grant.
Wow.
Yes. And she just sang the national anthem for the Chiefs game, last week.
Yeah.
And did a phenomenal job. Yeah. So, yeah, we're excited to have her.
Okay. Yeah. Well, tell us a little, for those who may not be familiar with her, tell us a little bit about Natalie.
She is an exceptional Christian artist. Mm-hmm. A lot of Christian music that just will resonate with folks.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice.
So how did you come to select her?
She, you know, we change it up every year. You know, last year was great with Wren Collective. We loved them. They were high energy. Our youth loved them. And this year we're going a little bit slower. So we just kind of change it up each year.
Mm-hmm.
And next year, I can't wait because I think, you know, we're excited about next year. But this year, yeah, Natalie's going to be there. She is a 9-time Grammy nominee.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So let's talk about ticket information, because obviously, after having heard that, you're going to want to come. So how does one go about getting tickets?
You can go to the Redemption Inside the Walls and purchase your tickets there. There is general admission and group discounts, child discounts. So take advantage of those. Please bring your youth group. Take advantage of those discounts.
So what size of crowd are you anticipating?
A large one.
A large one. Well, of course.
Yes. It's been, you know, like I said, 20 and 21, you know, is COVID years. But we're hoping to get back to the first year where it was around 2,000.
Mm.
And we had the Newsboys and they just rocked it. And so we're hoping to get back to, you know, that size crowd again. And, you know, when the gates open at 5, so at 5:00, we have the Redemption Freedom Band that will be the warm-up band.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome, if you know Heidi. And her band, they're great. But we also will have a silent auction tent.
Hmm.
This silent auction tent, and I can tell you, between my church, the New Hope Baptist Church, and CNS, they gather items that are donated throughout this community that's just phenomenal. We've got trips to Gulf Shore. We've got autographs, quilts, and just numerous items.
Mm-hmm.
Those items from the silent auction tent is what goes to fundraise for this little girl.
Okay.
Yeah. So all those items, most of those items, some are designated for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. So bring cash, take advantage of that silent auction tents. Besides, you know, we do have our food vendors that will be there. So you want to come out and support them. Then we'll have the Good Samaritan Award presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And all of those are before, you know, Natalie comes on stage. So come at 5:00. There's a lot going on before the show.
Well, let's talk about the Good Samaritan Award winners for this year. So there are 5 of them. So kind of share with folks who those 5 are.
Now, we're very excited to see who's nominated every year. We have Lee Kinnearnshield, who is now with United Way, but she was the Big Brothers director for years. Mm-hmm. Phil Stiles, Parks and Rec. Ann Bax, he retired from United mm-hmm. Way. Derek Holland with Holland Chiropractic. And Joe Sheppers with Heisinger.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That is a great group. And it strikes me that there are some, again, I go back to that the names roll off your lips because you know them, you've seen them in news stories or at mm-hmm. events. Some are working behind the scenes on things but have such an impact on this community. I, too, am always surprised and look forward to who's nominated. The nominations come from the community, right, mm-hmm. in large part. So it's always good to hear who folks are talking about or willing to share. Mm-hmm. Those five will be honored at the concert. So for those who are coming to the concert, let's go circle back on this. Mm-hmm. They'll need to bring some cash because they're going to want to hit the tent for mm-hmm. some silent auction stuff. They may want something to eat or drink. Mm-hmm. Anything else that they should bring?
If they're general admission, you want to bring a lawn chair. Watch the weather. You know, it's been cold, it's been hot. So,
right.
bring a fan, bring a jacket. We don't know. Just no rain.
Right, right. Well, Paula, I guess the question that just hangs on my mind is, so you're very much committed to this. What do you hope to get out of this event every year? What do you hope the community gets out of this event?
I wish we would have written down all the little nuances that happen, the stories that, you know, we hear. I wish we'd start writing them down. I mean, number one, we want to bring souls to Christ. That's our number one. And we've had almost 100 devote themselves to Christ last 4 years. And that's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And that's the message we want people to have, is that if you got questions, you don't know where to turn, we'll have a prayer team out there for you. We're going to have a message. And we've had people just say it's just so nice to be in a crowd of like-minded individuals. It's so refreshing and it's pleasant. You know, we have highway patrol and we have the policemen there, but they're like, we just watch. We
right.
don't have to do anything. It's great, you know. And I know it's cliche. I know, you know, but this is a great community. And it's just nice to get out and just enjoy each other's company and hear the message.
All right. Well, again, it's September 23rd. Gates open at 5 o'clock. The show begins at 7:30. It's at the Jefferson City JC's Cole County Fairground. So yes. Be there, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks, Paula, for joining us today.
Thank you. We appreciate everything that you all do. Couldn't do it without you. So thank you.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.